Good evening. This is Dr. Teresa Dale, and this is my new show on BBC Radio. I'm so happy to be with you here this evening at 9 o'clock, and that's on Pacific Standard Time. So if you're on the East Coast, it's a little late, but we're going to give you all the information you want in about 15-20 minutes. We'll open it up for questions. We're going to be talking about hormone rejuvenation, how to heal your hormones, how to rejuvenate your hormones. And we'll be on for about an hour. And I know it'll be worth staying up, so get your paper and pencil ready. And be prepared to ask me questions if you should have any. This is a very good opportunity for us to connect. So the first thing that so many people ask me, so many women ask me, no matter where I lecture or, have classes, is how do I get off the HRT I'm on? You know, if you're on hormone replacement therapy of any kind, including bioidentical, you're wondering if it's really toxic. Yes, it is. You're also probably wondering or have the thought, you know, is bioidentical hormones, it sounds good, is this really toxic? Yes, it is very toxic. And the reason we know is that I have 20,000 people like yourself who have doctors who do my saliva testing to determine their accurate hormone levels. And as a result, those 20,000 people, before and after tests, it indicates on 20,000 with the 20,000 people that those people that are using bioidentical hormones and synthetic hormones are all both toxic. So one thing we need to do is learn the fact from fiction and understand that women and men today are a marketing target for the drug companies and allopathic medicine. I hate to say it like that, but it's really the truth. And when I lecture, you know, wherever I lecture, whether it's in Europe, I mean, they already know this. The people already know this. But in the United States, what the difference is, I think, what I'm trying to say, is that in Europe, they don't allow commercials on their airwaves that have for drugs. They don't allow that. They don't allow advertising for drugs or hormones to people, anyone. And most countries don't. And in this country, the pharmaceutical drug companies, they spend their money to try to sell their products, which is the drugs, which is illegal to do in other countries. Therefore, that's why so many people here have cancer and have other problems, because they're being marketed to. And you turn on CNN, which I called continuing negative news, and they're teaching you and trying to get you to think the way that they want you to think. They're telling you how to think. They're telling you what to do, and people actually, unfortunately, tend to believe the things they hear, whether it's about hormones or it's about controlling you because of the economy. And so we're going to be talking about all of these different things as we move forward with my show in the future, and getting some very factual, truthful information to you. I think regarding hormone rejuvenation, the first thing you need to do, if you've been on any medications, hormone replacement, bioidenticals, or the stuff that you buy in a health food store, which is still HRT, even if it's in the health food store and it's called phytoestrogens, it's still HRT. Well, why is it in the health food store, you might be asking? The reason is that they get it in the health food store because it's in there as a cosmetic. It's in a cream. And as long as it's in a cosmetic, the progesterone, the phytoestrogens, it doesn't have to go through the FDA. So there is no testing that's been done on it. It's in there as a cosmetic. So these are things that the general public do not know. Gather together your friends. have them join me. Check my website as to when I'm going to be on BBC Radio. The website is www.wellnesscenter.net. And so I want you to really feel free to ask me any questions you like when we get to that point, and understand that whatever health condition you have right now, whatever it is, you have a great possibility of curing it permanently. But you won't generally do that with allopathic medicine. Allopathic medicine is great for emergencies, car accidents, emergencies, when people, you know, really need it. And it's great for that. You wouldn't want to go see a clinical nutritionist or a naturopathic doctor if you were in a car accident for a concussion or for, you know what I'm saying? So there's a place for it. But there's no place for it in degenerative disease. It only worsens the situation and suppresses it. If you're interested in curing a disease and getting your hormones to be rejuvenated, then you need to use the homeopathic approach and the naturopathic approach. So rejuvenating your hormones takes a saliva test so that you can learn what your hormones are doing with what you're doing right now. What's the facts here? And then we learn facts, and then we put you on a totally natural program that includes no hormones. It does include homeopathic hormone rejuvenation, which has been proven with 20,000 before and after saliva tests. So we have great success, and we've never had one person be even a little bit toxic from it. It's impossible. And this is the way you want to go, but we will create a free program for you when you get the saliva test, and that program comes back to you. Now, you don't get the products free, but you get the results, and then you get our workup free as far as what you need to take, what supplements you need to take, and what diet you need to do. And you get a 6-page program as a totally free with saliva test results. If you have a serious condition that goes along, in other words, you think you have hormone problems, you're on HRT or some kind of HRT, and you also have other health issues, then I would suggest not only doing the saliva test but also doing a blood test. And if you go to my website, I have a portal there to the best lab, blood testing lab in the country. They do blood and urine, and you get a steep discount. I don't make any money on it, but I think that you get such a huge discount, it's worth going to the portal because I've worked out those discounts. You want to get a complete wellness panel or complete wellness profile. So it's CWP, 51 tests for $95. It includes blood, urine, and a complete blood count, and all of your organs tested, and including your homocysteine levels and your C-reactive proteins, which are very important for your cardiovascular system. So if I were you, I'd do that test. If you have anything else going on other than you're having, you know, a certain age where you don't have any physical issues except that you think your hormones are out of balance. If you have a thyroid problem, you need to get a thyroid test. We're going to talk more about thyroid because this is about rejuvenating your hormones, and the thyroid produces thyroxine, and we have to make sure that your thyroid is functioning correctly. So in order to know if your thyroid is functioning correctly, you need to do the following tests. It's called a thyroid stimulating hormone panel, free T3, free T4, and thyroid peroxidase. Those four tests, you can order those in the same place on my homepage. Go to the homepage, wellnesscenter.net. Look on the left side. You'll see quick links. Under quick links, you'll see order blood tests. Click on that. You can order the Dale panel for all four thyroid tests and get a huge discount, and you can order the CWP as well. So if you have any other issues other than you think you're, you know, not having your period as normally and it's okay, but you have a feeling you should get a saliva test, anything other than that, do the saliva, the and the blood, and the thyroid. And that will give us, and if you do them all together, like you do the, take the saliva test within the same week that you do the blood test, we will have a very awesome big blueprint of what's going on with your body. And that's the best way to do it. To do the blood test at a different time, you know, like totally different a month later than you do the blood and everything, is it's best to do it all within the same week so we get a good blueprint. Now, rejuvenating your hormones takes homeopathic hormone rejuvenation. So I have four formulas that you can visit my website and see them. But let me tell you something. Sometimes hormones are out of balance, not because of your age, but because of the state of your health. So hormone balance is only reflective of your state of health, not even your genetics, okay? Unless you nurture your genetics through experiences in your life. In other words, unless you have the same emotional issues, the same kind of things and have the same reactions that your parents did, it's a good chance you may have the same genetic diseases. But if you're willing to change, if you're willing to grow, if you're willing to do things different, if you haven't supported those any patterns that are unhealthy, you know, in your lifetime, then you don't have to get anything your parents did. You can be totally free of all of that. Genetics are not an issue. There's a branch of science called epigenetics. Epigenetics means it's a branch of science that examines how emotions can change genetics. In other words, if you were born, you know, if your mother, let's say, or your father had cancer, and genetically, even if they show you have a marker for cancer, means nothing. If you change your emotions, change the way you perceive life, eat differently, and work on it, you will never get it. And that's what they find. That's why this branch of science is called epigenetics. So I think that what we need to do is to learn that everything is changeable if you're willing to change. Everything is curable if you are willing to see that as fact, if you are willing to acknowledge and get ready for that everything is curable. And if you surround yourself with positive people that support your belief systems and can be a team player with you and be, you know, supportive like a team player or a family. So balancing your hormones, you have to change your diet. You have to eliminate caffeine, sugar. I would eliminate any meat that is not organic. And even if it's organic, I would eliminate red meat. I would eliminate a lot of meat, if not all meat, depending upon, some people need to eat it for a while until they can wean themselves off of it because they're so used to eating it. But you'll feel a lot better if you don't eat it. If you eat raw living foods, which is vegetables and sprouts, and you'd be surprised at how good things can taste if they're raw organic vegetables. You would be shocked. I just came back tonight from a place here in Ventura called Mary's Secret Garden, and I had a raw taco salad that it was just an amazing, amazing delight. It included so many different raw and sprouted foods and lettuces and things. It was just really amazing, with some raw crackers and avocados and things like that. So, you know, there's a lot of good food that can change the way you feel. And believe me, it will change the way you feel. The other thing you should do is get a juicer. I like juicers. I don't like the ones that you put the fruit in and all the fiber stays in the little container inside. I like a Vitamix or something like that, where you can put a whole apple in it and it'll blend the whole thing up, and including the seed and everything. So you need to do a lot of vegetable juices. And when you're making all vegetable juices, if you want to add a little bit of sweet to it, put some, maybe a quarter of an organic apple in it. You can put raw sprouted hemp seeds in it for protein, which is great. And you'll be full on that for hours, and it'll taste really good. Some vegetables, for example, is the best vegetables for your body is a combination of celery, a zucchini, parsley, and string beans. Why? This balances your electrolytes. A doctor a long, long time ago in Switzerland developed this broth called Beeler's broth, and it has only those vegetables in it. But taking that one level further and putting it in raw in a juicer and drinking it, and putting maybe a little bit of apple, tiny bit of apple in it, it's so alkaline for your body that it can immediately, like within doing it twice, you can feel pain literally go right out of your joints. So that's the thing you want to do to heal your body. Much more effective than any allopathic drugs. If you have diabetes, you start eating like that, as well as you need more protein if you have diabetes. You do need some protein, so maybe some salmon or tilapia. Tilapia and sardines have the lowest amount of mercury. And actually, the FDA recommends that pregnant women just eat tilapia. It's supposed to be the lowest. So think about that. And, if you have diabetes, you could eat the vegetables and fish. There's so many different things that you can eat so that you can keep your blood sugar balanced. And don't forget, rejuvenating your hormones means also insulin. Insulin is a hormone. And you want to keep your hormones balanced. You want to keep your blood sugar balanced. And you do that by knocking off the sugar. Don't eat sugar, okay? Don't eat processed foods. And don't eat white bread and all the processed breads. They have breads that are sprouted. They even have tortillas that are sprouted raw tortillas that I found that are just delicious. You can find them in the health food store. They're in the refrigerated, not the freezer, but the refrigerated section. And there's so many different things that you can eat and explore. And the time when you're sick, that's the time to be really open and really just embrace eating differently, eating new, and within a week to 2 weeks, you'll be rewarded. You will really be rewarded. You know, in many people, many of my clients, patients over the years, when most of them have been critically ill, within a week of starting the program, they feel much better. And these are people who are given up and told there's no chance of your surviving. So after eating healthy, a lot of raw food, but some steamed vegetables and a little bit of brown rice, you know, and kind of mixing all of that up and a little bit of tilapia and fish, after a week of doing that, they're feeling so much better and they're supposed to be hopeless. So, you know, if anybody ever told you that, you should laugh and you should get out of there. Because they don't have anything for you. They don't understand what hope is. You know, they don't understand how to provide hope. And if you can't provide someone with hope, you shouldn't be in the healing profession. Okay? Because hope is what it's all about. Hope is the truth. And so, as a result of working with people for around 30 years, I can tell you that changing your diet is essential and whining about it is not. So if you tend to be, you know, like, oh, I can't stop drinking coffee, just get over it and just stop drinking caffeine, because it exhausts your adrenal glands, it dehydrates your adrenal glands, and then they don't produce the correct amount of hormones. So many people, women who have had a hysterectomy, they can't get their hormones balanced until they start my program. And it's the hormone, the homeopathic hormone rejuvenation EndoPure that I put them on, but it's also the fact that they're eliminating all caffeine and they're eating well, and the combination is just amazing of doing all the right things for your body. So I want to open it up right now for some questions. If anyone has a question, now is the time for you to call in. We were scheduled to do this show about an hour earlier, so I'm not sure if anyone got the notice that the show would be an hour later. This is my first show, and so I'm really not sure if there's anyone listening or on the air, because the whole thing got messed up yesterday. And so now we're and I thought I would do this show anyway, because we can always record it, and which is what we're doing now, and then make it available to you later at your convenience. I also want to share very quickly in that rejuvenating your hormones is, there's a wide, wide scope of what can happen in order to make them make your body degenerate and start aging. One of them things is your diet. The other thing is medications. Are you on any medications? Any kind of medications that are prescription will age your body. Are you on using any kind of chemicals in your diets, or eating meats that have hormones in them? Do you have mercury fillings in your mouth? That will age the body, accelerate aging, cause cancer, cause inflammation, cause cysts, cause fibroids, cause many different things. Mercury is such a toxic substance, they've outlawed it in a couple of countries, three or four countries, they've outlawed it. They can't even use it in people's mouths because it's so toxic. So, and do you have root canals, which have been proven in Europe to cause cancer? And, you know, so we need to look at all these things. And when we do that, your ability to be open to do the right thing, to explore the right thing for your body, can save your life and can do the impossible. So if you feel like you're stuck, and you've tried different things for your hormones and it's not working, do a saliva test. If you have hormonal issues and you have any other health condition, do the saliva test, the blood test, and do the thyroid test. The thyroid is by blood as well, but so there's three different tests, panels that you want to get, and that would give everything, and do it all of it within the same week. In other words, you would spit, take your specimens, you would get to the lab during that same week, and we would get just a beautiful blueprint of what's going on with you. And then you're always welcome to make an appointment to speak with me on the phone for a half an hour or an hour to go over everything, should you want to do that. You will get a free program with the saliva test. The blood test, you just order on my website, but I have nothing to do with the company. So when that comes back to you, you pay for it yourself. Then you can make an appointment with me to go over all of that with you, should you choose to do that. So the most important thing, now this is a key, write this down, that when hormones are out of balance, one of the reasons is because your hypothalamus pituitary adrenal axis is out of balance. And that's an axis, an AXIS axis, that is in every human being, that has to be balanced. And when the HPA axis is out of balance, your hormones are out of balance. What causes it to be out of balance? Exactly what we were saying before. Drugs, medications, mercury, heavy metal toxicity that went to your brain. The hypothalamus and pituitary glands are in your brain. The hypothalamus controls human growth hormone. It controls your metabolism to some degree, and it is like the seat of the emotions, okay? And so it's very important to keep your hypothalamus, your pituitary, which also has a feedback loop to your ovaries, and your adrenal glands functioning well. So that HPA axis is so important. Now, your adrenal glands are not in your brain. They're in your body. There's two of them, and they're located above the kidneys, slightly above the kidneys, maybe a couple, an inch and a half to 2 inches above the kidneys. And it produces the same hormones that your ovaries produce. It produces progesterone, testosterone, estrogen. All those hormones can be produced by the adrenal glands once you've had a hysterectomy. That's why my hormone rejuvenation system works so well, is because it will get the adrenal glands to function normally. Now, what can prevent it from working is if you're drinking caffeine is the worst thing. If you're eating a lot of sugar, then you're killing your adrenal glands. You're killing them. You're creating candida too. So I would strongly suggest that you you get the saliva test done. We balance your hypothalamus, pituitary, and adrenal axis, and that you look at the website and consider getting on the EndoPure products and the Whole Body Deep Cleanse Kit or the Slow Cleanse Kit to start detoxifying your body safely. So if there are any questions, feel free to give me a call. Now's the time to do it. And I would love to hear from you. Don't be shy. And if we get a call, then I'll be interrupted and we'll get you on the line to ask your questions. And I want to give you, again, the website is wellnesscenter.net. And I also want to give you our phone number. Should you want to give us a call, and that is 800-219-1261. I also encourage you to get my latest book called Revitalize Your Hormones, Dr. Dale's 7 Steps to a Happier, Healthier, and Sexier You. Don't forget the sexy part either. So what we need to do is get you to the website here so you can read about my book. That book will help you. It's got an awesome diet in it. It's got free self-tests in the book where you can analyze the functioning of your thyroid, your ovaries, if you're deficient in estrogen or progesterone. There's a biological age test in the book. I strongly recommend that you get the book and review everything for yourself and start doing the programs that I've written for you in there. It's quite a thick book. You get a lot of information. So also, I'd like to share with you is that I have a hormone rejuvenation class, which is open to the general public, and that's starting November 1st. We are enrolling people now for that class, and that class is on the phone. It's an audio class phone conference each week for 6 weeks. It's 1.5 hours per week for 6 weeks. And it's about the different steps that you would need to do in supporting you in rejuvenating your hormones. It's only $199 for the entire series. It will probably not be repeated. The next time I do a class, it will be on something else. So get involved and educated about your health. Learn about the dangers in using bioidentical hormones. natural hormones from wild yam, phytoestrogens, black cohosh, progesterone cream, hormone precursors like pregnenolone, DHEA, and synthetic, learn about all of the dangers and using them, everything is going to be uncovered to you when you get into this class. We're going to cover lifestyle, good lifestyles to have. We're going to cover diet, stress release, different methods and different types of protocols that you can follow at home to release stress. We're going to discuss hormone rejuvenation, of course, sleep disorders, insomnia, weight loss, cortisol balance, and dealing with old emotional issues. And of course, how to balance your emotions. Okay. And, I have some great, great tools to give you to help you to balance your emotions. And so, these tools will help you release old resisted emotions. So take advantage of this opportunity to work directly with me on your overall well-being, and let's see how quickly we can make a change in your body. You'll be on the phone with me. Everybody gets a chance to ask a question. If we don't answer your question on the air, then we will make sure we answer it another way through email. So here's basically how it's going to work. Just email your questions about your health before, during, or after the class, and the answers will be given during a teleseminar. If you miss a class, a link will be provided to you and to everyone that purchased the program so they could download and listen to it at their convenience. At a later time, a CD of the entire seminar will be available for purchase, but that will be much, much later. So sign up today, email Deborah@wellnesscenter.net so that you can learn more about your hormones and actually take a class with me in 1 hour radio show on hormone rejuvenation. We can't even scratch the surface of the depth that we can do in a 6-week class that will be rejuvenating your entire life, body, mind, and spirit. So sign up for it today. I want to also tell you that when we do work on the hypothalamus pituitary adrenal axis, then this work is only done through totally natural substances like homeopathic remedies and vitamins and minerals and diet, no drugs at all, no hormones at all, and all in all organic diets. So it's very clean, and it can't help but make you feel better. I mean, it's definitely going to work. So I invite you to my class, and I think it's very important. Now, if any of you who are listening this evening, if you're a health provider, we have a separate class for health providers and a certification in neuroendocrine regulation and anti-aging regulation. So you can check that out on the Wellness Center website. Also, if you're going to the website, on the homepage, you'll see a little link to my women's pharmacy. And you can read about how to cure hot flashes and other hormonal symptoms, including menopause. You can read about the new saliva tests and the homeopathic formulas. You'll read about things that revolutionize healthcare and weight loss, like the HCG Slim Kit, which is...
Diana's on mine, too.
Oh, okay. So the HCG Slim Kit is a very important for weight loss, and it's something that is homeopathic, is safe, and definitely works. Diane, good evening.
Hello, Dr. Dale.
Hey.
And thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I've recently been doing a lot of reading about bioidentical hormones because I think I'm going crazy and my body's going crazy. And I wonder if you would speak to the negative aspects of some of the, like the Wiley protocol and, you know, some of the other things that are being purported as the positive aspects of bioidenticals.
Right. Well, are you using them?
I am right now, very low dose.
Is your body going crazy right now?
Yes.
Okay. So here's the thing that, first thing that you have to know is that, with any of the protocols that medical doctors are doing, whether it's the Wiley protocol or other ones, most of the doctors just use blood testing to determine what your dosage should be. And most of them don't even do a blood test. Okay, so blood testing does not show free unbound hormones. It shows bound hormones. So it's really inaccurate, totally insensitive, and can never truly tell you what your hormone levels are, number one. Number two, we have 20,000 people of all ages that have gone through our program and done before and after saliva tests that unequivocally show that bioidenticals are just as toxic as synthetic. In other words, I don't see the patient. I train doctors full time. It's the doctor's patient. The doctor's patient that I've never met does my saliva test, which is a five-element saliva test. It's a very expanded advanced saliva test. And so they have their patient do that, and then we get the results, and we go over it, the doctor calls, and it's obvious that if the patient is doing hormones, they write down and tell the doctor that they're doing hormones, or the doctor put them on the hormones, and now they're doing my saliva test to see what the result is, and sometimes their hormone levels are 50 times normal.
Wow.
So it's extremely toxic, and we have met so many patients that have cancer from it, breast lumps from it, fibroids from it. Totally, totally not true. And if it were true, they would show you before and after tests. With my doctors, they come to for trainings with me, and they look at all, you know, I put together test results, actual test results for them to see of people who are on a tiny, tiny bit of bioidentical hormones or a tiny bit of synthetic hormones. And what happens when they're on that tiny bit for over a month to 2 months? So it is very toxic. That is one of the reasons why in 1999 I created my formulas. Because of all of the women for the last 30 years that I have worked with in my practice who have cancer from using different kinds of hormones. And so, so what happened is this whole thing about the bioidentical hormones, Diane, is just not true. It's just not true. And if you can get a saliva test done while you're on them, or even if you stop them for a month, you'll be able to see what it does to your body, because it's going to take you at least 6 months to detoxify that stuff out of your body if you have just done it for a few months.
I've actually been on for about 12 months.
So it could take you 6 months to detoxify it after you stop it and get on my program.
Wow.
It could take you. If you didn't do my program, it could take you a year to detoxify from it. Don't forget, in your body, it's not just plumbing or tubes, you know, that have no meaning. There's tissue in your body. So when you're doing any kind of hormones or drugs or antibiotics, it stores in the tissue of your organs. It stores in your fat. The fat in your body, and it makes cellulite. Okay, it makes you have a bigger tummy, an abdomen. It makes all kinds of things.
That.
Yeah. So you see what I'm saying is the reality is you need to take action. And, you know, this whole thing, I work with lots of medical doctors, and we have chiropractors, naturopaths, clinical nutritionists that use my products, and I train. That's what I do all day long is I train doctors now. And so I always love to reach out to lay people because they're seeing the other doctors, the ones that haven't changed, and the ones that haven't are not open enough to look at the real natural way to do it. So when you order your bioidentical hormones, how much does it cost you?
Oh, me personally? I'm spending about $150 a month.
Okay. So, and that is for one formula?
Yes.
Okay. So if you got one of my formulas, it would cost you around $32 a month.
That's an improvement.
Yeah, don't you think? And one of my formulas would actually last around a month and a half. So it's very economical. It definitely works. We've proven it works with 20,000 people. So if you call your doctor and tell them, I'd like to see your research from working with 20,000 people who have done this hormones, I want to see what results they've had, and I want to see their test results. You will find out how quickly they don't know what they're doing.
Of course, they're not going to have a sample of that size by any means.
Right. So what I'm saying is...
regress a bit, if I may. If I were to go on your program, a couple of questions. I have had a saliva test done about a year ago. I'm assuming those results aren't valid any longer because I've been on hormones for so long. Let's say I do another saliva test today. How frequently should I retest to see how I'm doing, to see when my program needs to be adjusted?
Well, the beautiful thing is here's the simplicity of it. In order to do the saliva test, the first step, Diane, you'd have to stop your hormones for 10 days.
Okay?
And so that we can get a clearer reading. It's not going to be perfect. It's going to show what your hormones are doing to you, but we have it done the same way for research purposes on every single human being so that we know exactly what we're doing. You stop for 10 days, you do the saliva test, you get the results, you're on a 3-month program. After 3 months, you would do another saliva test, and by that time, you'll be feeling great and you won't need to continue taking the EndoPure products forever. It's not that kind of a thing. It's not like what you're on. Your body does not become addicted to it like the bioidentical hormones that you're on, whereas they've got you locked in for the rest of your life. Okay, so this is a 3-month lock-in, okay, because you're going to be on a program for 3 months. After 3 months, you will feel better. You will feel a shift. You will feel a change. And then we do another saliva test to see how you are. Instead of needing two formulas, maybe your progesterone and estrogen is out of balance, maybe you need two formulas. After 3 months, you may need only one. Or you may need none. We may see everything is in balance. You may feel great. Or we may have you do it for 6 months. But we seldom have anybody continue doing the products for a long period of time. They stop and start it according to the stress in their life, and they get to learn how that is, you know, and what that feels like to them. So virtually, it heals your adrenal glands, it heals your hypothalamus pituitary adrenal axis, and you don't need to keep on it.
That's fantastic.
Isn't it? Now,
I'm 57 years old, and I'm reading about, oh, maybe I should have periods again and, you know, start all of that for the rest of my life. And I, at this point, I'm willing to look at anything.
Well, here's the thing is, you don't want to have periods for your whole life. You don't want to force your body to do it. Here's the reality I want everyone to think about very carefully. When you take a hormone, it controls your mind. It tells you how to think. A lot of people who are on hormones tell me that they're not themselves. They're doing things that they've never done before, said things, and have behaviors they've never had before, and they don't know why. They're just not themselves, you know? And that's one of the things that happens when you're on hormones. It's controlling your mind, your emotions, and how you feel physically and emotionally. So instead of your organs doing it, by your using any kind of hormones, it shuts down your body's ability to make its own hormones. Now, as you get older, your body normally shuts down, but, you know, creates less and less hormones because of our lifestyle, our diet, and the way we handle stress. Should you change those things, you will produce hormones naturally, like you did when you were in your 40s, maybe even in your 30s, without necessarily getting your period back. And you can control that by not only these remedies that you use that are non-addictive, but by also by your diet, by the nutrients that you're taking, and by the way you handle your stress levels. And that's what we do. We help people to do all of that. So that would be the way to really help your body.
That sounds great.
So you are welcome to give us a call and speak to Rhonda at 800-219-1261. There's no charge for the phone call. She's a clinical nutritionist, and she works with me, and she connects to all of the general public, because they don't have anybody to turn to, really. And so she works with me and does, you know, I've trained her completely in my program. Mm-hmm. So you would,
Thank you, Dr. Darrell. This is fantastic.
Well, you know, the whole thing is to help each other in our lives, right? So pay
Absolutely.
It forward. Help somebody else, pay it forward, and help somebody else, because it's what it's all about is helping humanity. And you need to get the truth out. That's the most important thing. Thank you very much for calling in, Diane.
Thank you so much. Appreciate your time.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome. So I'm glad Diane called, because it gave us an opportunity to really chat about her issues that she's had with hormones and her being on bioidentical hormones. So if you're just tuning in right now late and you're on the East Coast, my goodness, it's after 12 o'clock your time, almost 1 o'clock in the morning. So I thank you for tuning in no matter where you are. I'm on the Pacific Standard Time. I'm in Ventura, California, and we are having I am offering you a hormone rejuvenation class. It's open to the general public, which I've never done before. And this class will not be repeated. It starts November 1st, and it's a 6 weeks audio class phone conference, 1.5 hours per week, $199 for the entire series. It will be recorded for the people that's taking it, okay? So the entire CD of the seminar will be available for purchase after the seminar. And you'll be able to ask questions, to email your questions during, before, or after the class, and the answers will be given during a teleseminar. So I want to invite you to go to the website, wellnesscenter.net, and to read about the hormone rejuvenation class. I lecture to the general public all over the United States. I do the Health Freedom Expos in Chicago and in Long Beach. I'm also doing the Bioneers Conference in October Bioneers, B-I-O-N-E-E-R-S, conference in October, and I'm having a free clinic at my booth. I'm also will be doing another conference this year, so check with my in my newsletters. I have free opt-in newsletters that go out once a week to all of my thousands and thousands and thousands of incredible people from the general public that want to get help for their body. They want to heal their body. And you have to subscribe to it. And if you go to my homepage and you click on subscribe and fill out the information, we'll send it to you. It only goes to subscribers. And then you'll read also more about my membership in the Wellness Optimization Club. The membership allows you many different things and education as well, not as much as the hormone rejuvenation class, but you do get education in it, and you do get something that may be of value to you, which is the opportunity to come and see me in a private visit. I only see clients that are members of my Wellness Optimization Club. So you can go and check those things out, which are available to you to help you to heal yourself so that you will pay it forward and help heal others. I wish you lots of blessings. I wish you miracles in your life, and I know that you can achieve anything that you desire to achieve with your health or otherwise. So just stay positive and just create your own reality the way you want it to be. So we're going to start to wrap it up for this evening, unless there's another caller on the line that would like to. You know, sometimes people are shy about asking questions, but every question is important and valued, and you're more than welcome to call up and ask a question. So I would also request that if you're interested in a change and helping yourself, that you go to thewellnesscenter.net and you view my presentation about stress, which is free. All these things are free. Okay, you can go there, you can view my presentation about stress, you can go there and do the free self-tests. I have a free self-test which you take online, no charge, for your emotions, a male hormone test, a female hormone test, a test that indicates issues with digestive system, gallbladder, liver, and colon. A candida assessment test, a parasite assessment test, a neurotransmitter self assessment, and a herpes assessment. These are things you can do just by taking these quizzes, and there's no charge. So you can really learn a lot of information about your body. You can things will start clicking in and making sense for you when you spend some time there. I want to offer you again, the opportunity once more to sign up for the hormone rejuvenation class today, open to the general public, starting November 1st. Read more about it on my website. We're going to, I think, leave a little bit earlier tonight, and I hope that's okay with the station, but I feel like it's time for me to end the show. We don't have any more questions, and I believe I've completed everything that I wanted to share with you this evening. So thank you very, very much for being with me, and I look forward to our next show on BBC Radio, and you will get an announcement of that if you sign up for our newsletter and many other things. So I wish you a healthy life and say goodbye for now. Bye-bye now.